We're going to study tonight in John chapter 14 and verse number 27 is going to serve as our text for our study tonight. Subject is peace. A subject that a lot of people speaks about today. There are a lot of people that have a number of emotional problems, difficulties that they have to deal with, and they find difficulty having peace in this world in which we live. With suffering and death and pain about us continually, a lot of people find it difficult to be at peace. Hypertension or high blood pressure and ulcers and diseases like asthma and all others, doctors tell us, are connected to the fact that many times people do not have peace within, but rather they're full of anxieties and concerns. Jesus said here, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus wants each and every one of us to have peace within. First, I'd like for us to notice, what is this peace that he's talking about? It is not the absence of strife between men. It is not merely smooth sailing of interpersonal relationships. It's not that we are to be friends and loved by everyone and get along with everyone and have peaceful relationships with everyone else. That's not what Jesus is talking about. In fact, Matthew 10 and verse 22, when he sent out the 70 on the limited commission, he said, "You'll be hated by all men for my name's sake." And Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12 that all who live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And remember on one occasion Jesus said he didn't come to bring peace but a sword. For a man's enemies would be they of his own household. Jesus has not brought peace in that area. That's not the peace he's talking about here. But he's talking about a peace within one's heart and soul and mind. An inner peace, an inner state of calmness and order that he would have exist within each and every one of us. That type of peace can only come about through Jesus Christ. That type of peace was brought about by Jesus Christ making peace with God in our behalf. A passage in Romans chapter 5, I think, deals on this point, where the Apostle Paul says in the first verse, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Young people, you probably, as you grow older, are going to be searching for peace at one time or another. And the world is filled with people searching for peace right now. And they can't find it because they're looking in the wrong place. It's found in Jesus Christ. It is found through being justified by faith. Coming to believe and trust in Jesus as one Savior through obedience to His will, expressing that faith in Him, then we find ourselves just before God, right in His sight. Just means right. And so He says we're justified by faith. And having been justified by faith, then we have peace with God. And it's all through Jesus Christ our Lord. In verse number 10, he says, "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son." That's how it came about. In verse 8, he says, "God demonstrates his love toward us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." When we were his enemies, when we were his, when we were sinners, when we were ungodly, Christ died for us. We were separated from God. We were estranged from God. There was not peace between us and God. And when you and I think back in our lives before we became Christians, we knew that we stood condemned before God. There wasn't peace within our hearts and minds. But we knew that if we had to stand before God at that time, that we did not have peace. We were not justified in His sight. We were without hope. God demonstrated how much He proved how much He loved us in giving His Son Jesus Christ to die for us, to take our punishment so that we might have peace with Him. Notice in verse number 11 He says, "And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received the reconciliation," or the atonement, the King James says. We've been reconciled to God through the blood of Jesus Christ. If we've expressed that faith that He requires in Jesus Christ as our Savior, that's the only peace that there can really be in this world in which we live. The only way that men can have real, genuine peace is through Jesus Christ. John 16 and verse number 13, or 33, that is, John 16, verse 33. Jesus said, "These things I have spoken to you, that you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." The world's not going to bring us peace. And yet our world is looking for peace through worldly things. They're not going to find it, because peace is only found through faith in Jesus Christ and being justified with God, being reconciled to God. The giver of this peace is Jesus Christ, isn't it? He says, "My peace I give to you." But notice there's a real contrast here. He speaks about His peace and the peace of the world. Christ's peace is real. It's genuine. It's delivered on the promise of God. And it is continuing. And it's a peace that will see us through no matter whatever happens. If death comes to a loved one, if we stand in the shadow of death, as the psalmist said in 23rd Psalm, "Though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." He's at peace, because Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. That's peace with God. No matter what this earth brings to us. The world's peace, however, is not real. It's not dependable. It's temporary. As I was working on this sermon, I began to think about ways that the world tries to find peace. Did you ever think about some of those? Ways that the world tries to find peace. All of them are a form of self-deception, of lying to themselves, deceiving themselves. But the world tries to find peace. One way, I've listed down here about 5 ways. I don't know, some of them might overlap and so forth. But one of the ways that people of the world try to find peace outside of Jesus Christ, is by hiding in the darkness. Hiding as if their evil is not known by God. Thinking that, you know, man can't see them, so if man doesn't know about it, then they think God's like man and He doesn't know about it either. John 3, verse 19, Jesus said there, "This is the condemnation, that light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil." They didn't like the light. They wanted to hide in the darkness so that they could have peace rather than having their deeds exposed. One way people try to find peace is by hiding in the darkness. Number 2 is that they try to escape from that which takes away their peace, that which troubles them. They try to run from reality, really. Maybe it's in the use of drugs or alcohol.
And so they keep the mind in a state of numbness to reality. They can't face what is real, what the genuine circumstances are. They can't think straight. And so they're able to justify their actions. And talking with someone, counseling with someone just in the past few weeks, the person was telling this person was overcoming this very problem of trying to run. His life had never been happy. He had never had any peace. But he had tried to run from the circumstances that caused him to be disturbed. He had done it in alcohol. He had done it in drugs. And he was telling how that, he says, I could see things now that I could never could see before. Those things have a way of numbing the mind, of distorting one's thinking. And thus they find an artificial peace. It's not real. It's not lasting. Many are hiding in pleasure, busyness, just continually on the run from one pleasure to another. No time to stop. If they were stopped, they would find that they were troubled within. But they're running because they do not have peace within. Others, seems to me, are trying to find peace by attributing value to themselves by money, possessions, honors of men. Now think about this. I think there's a lot of people that are doing this. They're trying to attribute value to themselves by gaining more money, more possessions, more honor and glory from people about them. And by surrounding themselves with riches and possessions and pleasures, these people attempt to prove to themselves that they are good, that they're worthy and valuable people. And that gives them peace. Their peace is in things and money and pleasure. They think they're valuable people. They think they're upstanding good people. But they're relying upon their money and their possessions. They're trying to prove to themselves that they are as good as anyone else, or maybe better than other people, because they've got more money, more possessions, more toys. But it only gives them a false sense of peace. It's not genuine. Luke 12 and verse 15, Jesus said, "One's life does not consist in the abundance of things which he possesses." Life is not about possessing things. That doesn't make us more valuable. The cheap Walmart shirt that I wear doesn't make me any less valuable than you and your pure cotton one that you paid $60 or $70 for. But some people are trying to find peace with God by things and possessions and money. I think another way is that some try to have peace by denial of the truth. They deny people all sorts of things, the existence of God, the existence of hell, of sin. Even deny that truth exists, that we can know the truth. They deny there's a judgment coming or that they're accountable to God in any way. But they're trying to find peace within their souls by denying the truth, the facts as they are. And perhaps some trying to find peace by simply being a good moral man or person. And they thinking that, I'll just be a good moral person, compare themselves to everybody else and feel that they're as good as everybody else or better than others, and they don't lie and cheat or steal or cheat on their mate. So I'm a good person, and they find peace within, thinking that that will give them peace with God. The world is trying to find peace in such things. Jesus said, "The peace that I give is not like that." His peace is genuine, based upon the facts, based upon the truth as it really is. And gives us hope and reconciliation with God Almighty. Peace that Jesus gives involves calmness in turmoil. It involves steadiness of purpose. It involves rightness with the Father and the quiet confidence and full trust in God and the Lord Jesus Christ as one Savior. It's the confidence of Romans 8, verse 28. We know that God works all things together for good of those that love the Lord, who are called according to His purpose. And so whatever the problem might be that we face, whether maybe it's a relative or something that's been arrested and in jail, whether it's the IRS is after you because they think you haven't paid your taxes, whether it's serious illness like in the situation here with our good friend Darlene Cook. My heart breaks for Brother Roy as he's tried to take care of her up to this point, and there are many others in the same circumstances. But whatever the circumstances, Brother Roy said to me this morning, says, we don't know what the future holds. But you see, Brother Roy knows who holds the future. He knows that God works all things together for good of those that love the Lord. It's the confidence also of Matthew 6 and verse 33. That if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that all these things of food and clothing and shelter, the necessities of life, will be added unto us. Or of Philippians 4 and verse 19, and my God shall supply all your wants, or your needs it is, rather not wants. Difference there. Supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He can take care of us. It's the confidence that comes from Romans chapter 8, knowing that there, and verse 1, that there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. No condemnation. It's the confidence of knowing verses 31, 32 of that passage, that if God be for us, who is there then that can be against us? Who can condemn us? Who can lay a charge to God's elect? It's God who justifies. God's the one who provided our reconciliation, who declares us righteous through the blood of Jesus Christ. So who can charge us with sin while we're in Jesus Christ? That confidence can give us peace. We ought to go through life with confidence and peace. This is the peace that Jesus wants us to feel within our souls and hearts. But I'm afraid that many Christians do not feel it, because we do not believe His promise. And maybe because we're still living for the flesh of here and now, and we're thinking about things, looking to things and money and other such things as the world looks to give us peace. It won't be found there. It's found only in Jesus Christ. But then another thing, notice about this, is that it's a gift. He says, my peace I give to thee. That means that it's received rather than it being earned or worked for. It's not a peace that we can gain. It's gained through faith in Jesus Christ, through His blood that was shed for us. That's a contrast with many religious philosophies today, which would have us to earn our salvation and to earn our peace with God. There's no way that we can earn it. All we can do is accept it and by faith live, showing that we do have that faith in God. Galatians 1 and verse 3, Paul wrote, grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins. It comes from God. He gave His Son. Here's the sacrifice for your sins. He gave His Son for us. And so peace comes from Him. 2 Peter 1 and verse 2, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace. Oh, I know that sometimes we think that our peace may depend upon a job, a profession, a paycheck. Our peace may depend upon a husband or a wife. Sometimes young people become very troubled and lose all peace because someone that they were in a relationship with has rejected them. Young people even commit suicide because of, what was it, just here a while back, I heard about a young boy and a girl. Both of them took their lives after they had broken up. Why? They didn't have this peace that Jesus Christ was talking about. They were looking to something else for peace within their soul. There's no one else that can give it to us. There's not anything else that can give it to us. It's only given through Jesus Christ. He gives it fully and freely. Any peace that we receive from the world is going to be given grudgingly. It's going to be temporary. It's going to be deceitful. It's something we're going to have to work for. Something we're going to have to earn. And we're not really going to enjoy it after it's been given unto us. Peace that the world gives to us depends on outward circumstances. You know, it depends on the things that happen to us. Whether we have the money that we need, whether we have the respect that we need, whether we have a security for the future in things that we believe that we need. And so it depends on outward circumstances. But the Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 11, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. That's to be at peace, whatever state he's in. I know how to be abased. That means to be in need. I know how to be in need. And I know how to abound, have a plenty. Everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. There was the source of his peace. There was the source of his strength. It didn't depend on outward circumstances. It depended upon Jesus Christ and his faith in Jesus Christ. But notice, last thing I would mention about this peace is the goal of this peace. He says, as a result of this peace that I give unto you, let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. The peace that can give to us takes away anxiety and the troubled heart. Knowing that whatever our difficulty, we can go to him in prayer. Not need to be anxious or concerned, but to cast those cares upon him. Depend upon him. Knowing his promise of Hebrews 13 and verses 5 and 6, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Colossians 3, verse 15, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you're called in one body, and be thankful. Let the peace of God. Paul is exhorting Christians. I guess that's what we're doing here tonight, isn't it? Let the peace of God rule in your heart. There's no need for us to go through life troubled, full of anxieties and concerns. We need to let the peace of God rule. Have the control over our hearts. Not anxieties, not fears, not doubts. But his peace to be the one that rules over our hearts. And neither be afraid. You remember when the disciples were afraid when they were on the sea and the storm came up. Jesus was inside the ship asleep. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23. They went down and woke him up. What did they say? Master, we're perishing. We're going to drown. And you're down here asleep. Why was he able to sleep through the storm? Because he had that peace, didn't he? He got up and he said, "Oh, you of little faith," begin to rebuke them for their lack of faith. And he spoke the words and calmed the storm. He has control over all the storms of life. He has control over all the storms of nature, over all things of this world, and he can work all things together for the good of those that love him. And remember in Luke chapter 1, there's where Zacharias, father of John the Baptist, saw the angel that announced the birth of John the Baptist to him. He was afraid when he saw him. His peace was a little bit disturbed when he saw him. But he asked him to not be afraid. Whether it's angels, whether it's storms upon the sea, whether it's something else in nature or something that our world dreams up for us, there is no need for us to be afraid if the peace of Christ rules within our heart. We must not allow fear to get a hold of our hearts. We must not allow apprehension to take control of us. But let the peace of God rule in our hearts. No, there isn't much real peace in the world today. The only genuine peace is that which is in Jesus Christ. The peace that he brings is only to those who will have faith and trust in him. Those who will be justified through his blood. Accept that gift, that peace that he offers to us through his blood. Revelation 3 and verse number 20. Jesus says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup or dine with him and he with me." Jesus would give you peace. He would come into your heart this night that you might have peace. Whether you are a Christian and you fail to believe his promises and let the peace of God rule in your heart, pray that tonight you'll begin to let it rule in your heart. Or if you're not a Christian and you are separated and estranged from God, why go home in that condition this night? Won't you accept the gift of peace that he offers? Peace with God, the forgiveness of your sins. Won't you accept that this night through faith and repentance? Put him on, baptized by being baptized into him. Will you not come? While we stand there, while we sing.